included. That's it. All right there, $34.99. Go to proflowers.com. You have to use my code, Bernstein. You pick your flowers. You're done in 2 minutes. Is something on your list? Take it off your list because you know this works. You set the delivery day. You know they're going to get it right. Can't beat the price. Can't beat the convenience. Pro Flowers guaranteed to last 7 days or your money back. Don't get stuck without a plan for Valentine's Day. This is the only way to get a dozen assorted roses, a free glass vase, and shipping and handling all included. It's just $34.99. Go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner. Type in Bernstein. That's proflowers.com. Click the microphone. Type in Bernstein. Valentine's Day is days away. Don't wait. Order today. This deal expires soon.
Good. It means fine or okay. It checks a box. But at Hyundai, good isn't good enough. Instead, they strive for better. And that's what you'll find available in Hyundai's cars and SUVs. Like technology that doesn't just connect your car to your phone, but allows it to do something new. That's better. Technology that lets you send and have your text messages read aloud and find your destination all at the sound of your voice. So you don't have to look down at your phone, even for a second, because a second is all it takes. At Hyundai, they demand better because you deserve better. It's in everything they do, including America's best warranty and Hyundai Assurance with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and this is the reason to buy now. For a limited time during the Chicago Auto Show, you can lease a 2017 Elantra for just $109 a month for 36 months with $2,809 due at lease signing. That's right, just $109 a month. To learn more, stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com. For more details, call 877-248-1585.
At the Home Depot, extra long weekends mean extra big appliance savings. Right now, get a Samsung French door fridge and fingerprint-resistant black stainless steel for just $1,498. You save over $800. Plus, get 12 months financing on appliance purchases of $299 or more with your Home Depot consumer credit card. Nobody beats our prices. Guaranteed. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Credit offer valid through February 22nd, U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Get to JCPenney's President's Day sale and save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. Save on major appliances now at JCPenney's President's Day sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 2/8 to 2/20.
When it's time to get busy on Valentine's Day, celebrate your date the Trojan way. We got condoms galore, and that's for sure. Grab some when you step out to the store. Bearskin, Magnum, Ants, whatever. As long as you're wearing one when you're together, just wrap it up, wrap it up. On Valentine's Day, make sure you wrap it up.
Wrap it up this Valentine's Day with Trojan condoms. Available now at your local retailer. Trojan, America's number one most trusted condom brand.
Wrap it up, wrap it up.
Trojan. In Oaklawn.
Hi there, it's Matt Abaticola.
And Dan Bernstein.
And right now, if you're looking for a mattress, you have a great opportunity to save lots of money during Mattress Firm's President's Day sale.
Sure, you're wondering, what do you mean by lots of money? Well, how about $500 store-wide on brands like Serta, Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic? How about $500 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets? How about $300 on select Tempur-Pedic mattresses? This is before prices go up.
You know, they have queen sets for as low as $179.99, so something for every budget. And maybe you're interested in a Tempur-Pedic mattress with the adjustable base because they are fantastic and you thought, you know what, it's just not really in my budget. Well, have no fear. You can sleep happy with no interest financing for 5 years.
Yeah, you start to think a little bit more dynamically about what your budget means when you're in Mattress Firm and you are lying down on a Tempur-Pedic adjustable base. You say, okay, if I do the math, I stretch this out over that full 5 year period and I think, all right, well, let's see what it would cost per day. And you say, oh, yeah, I'd certainly pay that. And if I ask myself that question each day, the answer is going to keep being yes. So do it.
Yeah, and if you're a big social media person, you can get on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram with Mattress Firm. They have all the information you need from bedtime tips to all their in-store promotions. Here's what you do, though. You go to mattressfirm.com. You find the location nearest to you, and you get in there during their President's Day sale. You let the sleep experts walk you through their very simple process to help you find the mattress that best fits your sleep style. That's the key. It's not about what they want to sell you. It's about what you find out and what you learn about yourself and what you feel like you need to get the best night's sleep. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
This this Valentine's Day, love is giving at the new Pandora Boutique at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. For a limited time, come discover the Loving Hearts of Pandora gift set. This stunning set includes the Loving Hearts of Pandora necklace and sparkling love earrings, all packaged in a beautiful keepsake box. And it's only $125 while supplies last. It's the Pandora gift that will make your Valentine's heart skip a beat. That's why he went to Jared. See store for details.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
February 28th, 2017.
We've been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Vaticola. Don't miss your chance to catch Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena as the Cats host Maryland on Wednesday at 6. Limited tickets remain. Buy now at nusports.com.
It was a fast game. Both teams were skating and making plays. It was a big win for us against one of the best teams in the league right now. And some good momentum for us on the road, too. We just got to bring that to next game.
Yeah, it was a fun game. Both teams were skating. I hate when one of the teams doesn't skate. That was Corey Crawford. He finished with 35 saves. John Taves had the game winner in overtime. That was a 4-3 final over Minnesota for your Blackhawks. They play tomorrow in Winnipeg and then Edmonton on Saturday. AHL, the Wolves, they host San Antonio tomorrow night. Puck drops at 7. NBA, the Bulls lost at Golden State. They played without Dwayne Wade, and Jimmy Butler missed his third consecutive game with that heel contusion. The road trip continues tomorrow night in Phoenix. Elsewhere in the NBA, the Bucks have announced Jabari Parker is out after he tore his left ACL. That's the second time that's happened. And a nice doubleheader for you this evening. The Cavs play at the Thunder in the early game, with Portland hosting Boston in the late game. MLB, the Cubs acquired 25-year-old right-handed pitcher Alec Mills from Kansas City. Mills appeared in 3 games last year for the Royal, but he spent the majority of his time between Double and Triple A, making 23 starts. David Rollins was designated for assignment to make room on the 40-man roster. NFL, Carson Palmer, he's announced he's returning for the 2017 season. And in golf, AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am, a group of 4 lead at 4-under. Jordan Spieth was 2-under through 14, and Lefty was even through 15. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rose and Hyundai. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. And check out the Chicago Auto Show with The Score. Catch Spiegel and Parkins broadcasting live from the Toyota Sports Corner on Monday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's brought to you by Toyota. Toyota, let's go places. I'm Matt Vaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk. We're also the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for information on their upcoming open house.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
The moment was Gronk. Somebody lobbed Gronk a beer, and he caught it. And one hand,
he opened it with his teeth, which I have to do because I don't have any nails on my fingers. So. Because I bite my nails.
Well, stop biting your nails.
Well, I'm 36 years old, so it's a little late.
He's not going to get a whole hell of a lot better.
I stopped around then.
I'm not you.
But it's worth it.
I used to get bribed by my mother's Russian nail tech, who said, if you don't bite your nails for 2 weeks, I will give you manicure.
You don't bite your nails for 2 weeks, I will hack election.
I must break you.
Slavka Putin over there in Niles, you know, doing the nails for me. I've always had nervous.
Wait, her name is Slavka, and she's Russian and not Polish?
I call bingo for senior citizens. If there's some Polish people in there, I call a number so they win.
I think it's Slava.
Well, Slava is a man's name. That's either for Vyacheslav or Stanislav.
I'm supposed to meet Slava later. What am I supposed to say to him?
I don't, dude, it was Slav something. You're speed bagging my balls right off the start. What the hell did I do to this dude today?
The guy you're looking for is an ex-commando. He killed 16 Chechen rebels single-handed. He was with the Interior Ministry. Some kind of Russian Green Beret.
You're not going to believe this. He killed 16 Czechoslovakians. Guy was an interior decorator. His house looked like...
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Bravo, young man. Bravo.
That's great.
Now I gotta go watch that episode of The Sopranos again. Point blank, I got him. Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Watch 670thescore.com. We were talking a little bit yesterday about Steph Curry and the Under Armour stuff and how he says that, you know, nothing that doesn't line up with his morals, no matter how much money he's getting paid, will he align himself with. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you are trying to make America great again, you have your first spokesperson from the NBA, Kent Bazemore of the Atlanta Hawks. Yeah, Kent Bazemore, the DAP master himself, says the world has gotten a little smarter. It's good that we have somebody that's hip in that aspect to try to change it. He is happy that Donald Trump is running the country because he is a smart businessman. So for all of you people out there that think all the liberal athletes out there.
There's your Kent Bazemore.
Bazemore, ladies and gentlemen, right there for
you. Hey, I just
saw this
too. Go
buy yourself a Kent Bazemore Atlanta Hawks jersey.
This is unbelievable news for my house. This just crossed on the Washington Post. You all remember right. A while back. The Barilla Pasta Company, Guido Barilla, made a whole bunch of anti-gay statements, and he said he didn't want LGBT people buying his pasta. They can go buy something else. Well, and I don't know.
I didn't know that.
And we have a lot of pasta in our household, and we decided that we were going to buy different pasta.
Mm-hmm.
And we started buying Racconto and DiCecco, and I will be honest with you. We didn't want to admit it, but we missed Barilla Pasta because it's a superior product. And this, according to the Washington Post, in a sign of how toxic it has become for a company to be viewed as unfriendly toward gays, Barilla has made a dramatic turnaround in the space of 1 year, expanding health benefits for transgender workers and their families, contributing money to gay rights causes, and featuring a lesbian couple on a promotional website. Barilla has journeyed from gay rights pariah to poster child, and today, or yesterday, received a perfect score from a prominent gay rights group that rates companies on their gay friendliness in an about face that highlights how companies which typically shy away from controversy are increasingly being forced to take sides in a cultural battle. So the free Barilla Pasta now, as in not given away for free, but let out of our house's pasta prison.
See, I haven't had pasta in the house in a very long time because the lady likes for us to stay away from the pastas and the breads and all those things.
I understand.
But doesn't it feel like they got forced into being woke?
They did, but they acted on it. They got the perfect score. Now, Chick-fil-A, you're next. I've never eaten at a Chick-fil-A, even having been in the South. I've never been. And
there's a lot of people who are like, I don't give a damn. Uh-huh. The chicken is good.
Yeah, I know. That's okay. Everybody makes your own decisions.
Yeah.
Do what you want. And obviously you can look into, especially I always laugh about the shoe company. We talk about, you know, guys like Steph Curry. When you're talking about how shoes are manufactured, if you really care,
right.
If you really care,
right.
And you really want to know where the shoes are coming from. A lot of these guys would be a lot more, there's ways to present things to them that would make them really uncomfortable. I understand there's inherent hypocrisies and all this stuff, but I think if that's the case, if I've got a way to in my head, lawyer my way back into the pasta I've missed for so long.
Yeah. What were you using?
Racconto, or if we wanted to spend a little more.
What kind of pasta?
Oh, everything. In our house, everything. Oh, you name it.
I'm a penne guy.
You know, my kids like to call everything right. Shells and penne and celentani. No, not the stuffed pastas. No,
okay.
No, just the pastas with sauces. We do a lot.
Dude, speaking of doing a lot.
What?
Yesterday, I just walk up to the Mariano's meat counter where they give you meat. And That's one meat, two meats, three meats.
I have five meats.
And I look at the dude, and we lock eyes because I see what's on sale. And I look down, and I did it again. I bought 4 pounds.
The pepperoni?
No, of king crab legs. I did it again. We just did it. Friday. Yeah, but he looked at me.
I'm rich, bitch.
No, that's not what I was trying to convey. But it's the same guy who wrapped him up for me last time. I look at him, and he's like, yeah, I know what you're here for. I'm like, you're damn right you know what I'm here for. You're on sale.
Get to it, crab man.
Exactly. Crab it up for me, crab
man. Claw me, crab man.
Yeah, so now I can, maybe I can tell Nicole that, and we can get pasta back on the menu.
Pat in Berwyn, you're on the score. Hi, Pat.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Yeah, Colin, talking about the adult autograph seekers. Mm-hmm. I had gone with my wife a couple of years ago. 2 years back, rather now, to Pittsburgh in the middle of April for a conference. It was a Catholic educators conference, so it was even more fun. But we were going to go to the an early season game. Pittsburgh was hosting Cincinnati. We pulled up at our hotel the first day we were there, and I thought it was kind of strange. There was a bunch of Cincinnati fans sitting outside. Mm-hmm. A couple days go by, I realize we're staying at the same hotel as the Cincinnati players, and there's guys out there getting autographs from, like, Votto, of course, okay, one guy. But then there's, like, 45, 50-year-old guys out there getting an autograph from Sean Marshall on the corner. And he's at the end of a, you know, journeyman's career, and these guys want his autograph. I couldn't even understand why.
I don't know. I can't help you, I guess.
I used to ruin kids' books all the time at the pre-draft camp back in the day.
How?
When we were Moody. Because they just saw more than 6 foot tall. I must have been participating in the basketball activities. And
so half wanted an autograph, the other half has to ask if you could sell him weed.
Right. Well, yeah, there's a professional person that actually did that a couple of times.
It's like a Bourbon A bar for golf.
I love that story.
Oh, yeah, there's an actual NBA player who, while he was still in college and I was covering the Final Four, after I asked him a question with my credential on, said, hey, you know where I can get some weed? And I'm like, dude, don't you see this? Right. Like, I have a credential on.
An accredited media.
Yeah, member. Like, dude.
Although, there are some accredited media members that could very...
Hook you up?
Oh,
no,
yes.
No doubt. Oh, no doubt. I am very aware of that, but...
Like, right quick, too.
On speed dial. Just bag it up right there for you. Like, yeah. All right, what you need? You need a gram and three quarters, gram and a half.
I admire Chris Tannehill's restraint at the moment. Also, the professionalism that he's showing.
Let's not.
Knowing exactly what is in the audio vault right now.
What's that? Let's not do that.
Lance in Naperville, you're on the score.
Hey.
First
time caller. Thanks for taking my call.
Right.
I got three spectrums on the autograph thing. For you.
It's a lot of spectrum.
Spectrum disorder.
My brother-in-law, he gets autographs all the time. He's been doing it forever. But
how old is your brother-in-law?
Probably 52, 53.
Too old. Okay.
But he doesn't flip them. He just saves them for himself. And he got an autographed Wheaties box from Michael Jordan, gave it to my son. Now, mm-hmm. the other thing is that the only autograph I got was from Dan Hampton at a speaking engagement out in Naperville.
Okay. Where are we going with this? Where are our spectrums here? Our spectra.
Just giving us inventory here, brother?
We don't need, like...
Okay. This one time, Chris Zorich signed my betting slip.
Signed my deck of cards.
Right, yeah. What are we, like... 312-644-6767. If you've ever had anything
don't. Scott in Crystal Lake, you're on WSCR.
Hey, guys.
What up, Scott?
I'm going to try and help you understand that you cannot possibly understand adults who collect signatures.
All right.
Why not?
Because we're totally irrational people. I grew up on the north side, fell in love with the Cubs, and, like, I'm 38 years old, so it was, you know, it was 87, 88, 89. And Greg Maddux was like the coolest thing to ever happen in my life. I grew up, I got older, I became a teacher and a coach. And I told my wife, when we have kids, we're naming our kid Maddox. That's happening.
Oh, oh my God.
Yeah, I know.
But you know he's not really in your life.
Right.
Listen, well, he sort of is, you know?
And you know, but like indirectly, well, you've handed your wife over to Greg Maddox anytime he's around, like physically.
Yeah, but I mean, like...
It gets worse.
Okay.
Gets worse. Oh, worse than that?
It gets worse.
All right.
She agreed. And Greg Maddox came to Rosemont. He never comes to Chicago to sign. And so I went, and not only did I'm embarrassed to say how much I spent on a jersey and rookie cards and all that stuff, and I don't sell anything. I have a basement full of, like, it's embarrassing, I know. And, well, my prize collection piece is a picture of my son as a child wearing, like, a miniature Greg Maddox jersey, and Greg Maddox signed it and then actually wrote a letter to my son telling him how cool it is that I named him after him, even though I know Greg Maddox does not think this is cool at all.
Do you understand, though, that you have now handed your family over to Greg Maddox?
Yeah,
now that
your
son now thinks that Greg Maddox is his dad, and your wife wants Greg Maddox to rock her world when you pass away.
I'm feeling cliche left and right here. Now I'm the guy that calls into sports shows. I'm an adult.
You earned it, Scott. You earned it, brother.
Yeah, see, what's weird is what's
Thank
weird.
You, man.
What's dissonant here is the level of self-awareness involved.
Right. Like, he's talking himself through his problem.
Right.
Like, I know I should stop sniffing glue at some point, but I mean, Elmer's, come on. I mean, you know, come on, dude. Like, are you serious? I don't know. Maybe I'm just too territorial, and maybe it's very new for me. But
and especially,
no way in hell I'm walking my kid and my wife up to some dude.
Especially like when you start thinking about larger than life figures, like Greg Maddox is the like of all people,
right.
The most like
egoless,
normal.
Right.
He'd walk into the room, you'd have no idea who he was, never, ever even resembled a professional athlete.
Son, I wish you came from his testicles.
Right, right. I mean, just like, and you know, kind of boring, you know, I mean, that's the irony.
Do you want to hug him and see where it takes
We're
things.
Not talking about Muhammad Ali here, you know? It's just
a soft-tossing right-hander who's in the Hall of Fame.
It's Greg Maddox.
Greg, man,
it's like the most, I mean, a great, 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 great baseball player.
Oh,
but just it's just like a guy.
Hey, Scott, get some help, man. I hope we were the first step.
Yeah.
We love you, man.
On 294, Pugsley, you're on the score.
Oh, God, I don't know if I can match that call. Anyway, I wanted, Jason, you sort of mentioned this. I'm... evolved, I think, from autographs to pictures with athletes. I have to say, I've got a Chet Lennon autograph, believe it or not.
All right.
Yeah.
It's a good start.
But now I'm about a year older than, year younger than Dan. So if I would happen to see anybody, I'm not like Mike from Algonquin who says, oh my God, they owe us this. That's ridiculous. It really is. Especially when, you know, I'm not going to berate anybody if they don't. If they do, fine.
But wait, there's you're about to
yeah,
say,
there's a
however.
Yeah.
Well,
okay. No, what I mean is...
Come on out of your autograph closet here, man. It's comfortable in here. It's a safe
sure.
space.
No, if there's the chance to meet them out of... And I'm not getting in their way... Terrific. I'm not going to be that guy with 38 sticks or binders full of cards.
Oh, you're talking about a picture?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I've only taken three pictures with athletes. Frank Thomas, Ferguson Jenkins, and Michael Jordan.
Right. I will admit, the last autograph I got was just 3 years ago. I was at the Baseball Hall of Fame, and I happened to see Bert Campaneris.
Okay. God bless you, Pugsley. Enjoy yourself, man.
Is that Bert Campaneris?
Exactly. It's a full-on sprint down the hall.
Look, you can go to a Pirates game and Manny Sanguian is selling you ribs.
Hey, man. Book pile, I'm Balmer.
Right. he's right there.
Hey, you know, whatever floats your broat.
They're just people.
I don't know. Even, like, I get... I don't want to say weirded out, but it's awkward for me when we're at these remotes. And people are like, can we get your autograph? I'm like, for what? So I write something silly on there, right. And then they put it up. And if they have a business or an establishment or something like that, people walk in and laugh at it. It's, you got Goff's autograph? I hate that guy. I'm never drinking here again. But yeah, like I'm always like astounded. Like, oh really? You want this? Like,
the only time I really have fun with it is when I get something from somebody who says, I have a friend who hates you.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes, so that's happened a couple of times.
Would you please? I want to put this on his desk at work, and he's probably going to rip it up. But he absolutely
write a cute little message.
That's
to him.
Funny. I was like, "Don't worry, I hate you too." and all this. Yeah. So those are great.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's just not for me. Just not for me. And I got a little kid, and maybe if
don't name your kids after athletes, ever. Don't name your kids after athletes.
That was.
Juan Uribe.
Yeah, except that. Or Rasheed.
Yes. Uribe Bernstein coming down. Yeah.
Rasheed Wallace Bernstein. Juan Uribe Bernstein.
Muhammad Goldberg.
Although because Jason was born on Christmas when I said
little baby Jesus.
I called my parents. I said, well, guess what? And they both said, no way. Because I was born on St. Patrick's Day. And they said, no way. I said, yep. And he goes, well, we will welcome Jesus Concepcion Bernstein if and when he arrives. We didn't know it was going to be a boy or a girl.
Nice,
at that point.
Nice.
So he said, all right, good luck. Keep us informed when Jesus Concepcion arrives.
See, what I find interesting is that all of these guys, it's as if they called angry, and the longer they stayed on hold, they're like, you know what?
They're all rethinking. They're looking around their man cave like,
you know what? Maybe I do have a problem. Like there's a bunch of wives who just rejoiced in the Chicagoland area because they saw the light go on over their old man's head where he's like, you know what? I got a garage full of trash.
The reason we're talking about this, by the way, is because of Jordan Spieth. It's not just like, hey, why are you talking about this? Because Jordan Spieth had some harsh words for some of the professional adult autograph seekers that were using foul language in front of kids in reaction to Spieth's lack of interest in signing for them. That's why there was something in the news. So,
well, what are you guys talking about this? You're making me angry with your choice of topic. My radio is broken. Stop sticking to sports.
So is my brain. You have the score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on the Score.
Who's better at their job? Jimmy Butler at his or John Paxson and Gar Foreman at theirs? Even if we miss the playoffs, they're going to be back again. And I just don't get it.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Best news of the day. Former Major Leaguer Brian Wilson is contemplating a comeback as a knuckleballer, no less. I can't tell you how happy that makes me, because I can't tell you how much I've missed this guy. There is nothing I'd rather see more than a former flamethrower coming out of nowhere and reinventing himself as a 50-mile-per-hour waffle thrower. I'll admit it, I miss Brian Wilson and his rap and the fact that he's a certified ninja and a mental assassin.
3-1 pitch. Piping it down the middle, swinging a miss. Got him!
You get fined $1,000 for orange spikes. What was the fine for?
Having too much awesome on my feet.
If you're on the mound and you feel like you could absolutely murder someone's soul out there, failure isn't an option.
Look, Brian Wilson may be crazy, but having a guy reinvent his career as a knuckleballer isn't. Just ask 42-year-old R.A. Dickey. I'm Jim Rome.
Hey guys, Valentine's Day is this Tuesday. Wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this year? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. They're created by a team of dedicated pajama experts. The world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. You talk about dreamy, she'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they caress every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. And you don't even have to wrap, guys, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Delivery is still guaranteed, so visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the Score sent you.
CBS Tuesdays. In New Orleans, everyone has soul.
I'll agree to that.
But not everyone
is a saint.
NCIS, hands up.
My job here is to find the truth.
Big cases.
What do you got? Fingerprints, Holmes?
As in Sherlock Holmes. That didn't sound right at all.
And big drama.
Science doesn't care about the lies men tell.
In the Big Easy.
New Orleans, one of a kind.
I can appreciate that.
NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tuesdays. Or stream it live or on demand.
That's the sound of a child who just found out her college tuition will be paid in full before she goes to college because her parents prepaid and saved with College Illinois. And that's the sound of a child whose parents didn't know about College Illinois, leaving her with huge tuition debt. Did prepay and save? Didn't prepay and save. Did? Didn't. Enroll in the College Illinois 529 prepaid tuition program. Do it before May 31st and lock in today's plan rate. Visit prepayandsave.org today and get more of this.
Party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
And conditions.
Hey, maybe you're one of those people that have been turned down for a refinance in the past because the lender told you your house wouldn't appraise high enough. Well, that's crazy. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team close loans every day without appraisals. And you know what else they do? They don't charge any out-of-pocket costs. So leave your checkbook at home. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. Now, if you're looking to refinance, just a
44-pound bags of Canada Life Stages dog food. Natural Balance limited ingredient dog food is also on sale. 26 to 30-pound bags are priced from $47.99. And 30 to 40-pound bags of Diamond Naturals dog food are sale priced from $27.99 a bag. For superior pet food and supplies, trust the animal experts at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. And remember, you can buy online and pick up at the store. You don't even have to get out of your car.
CBS Thursday. The outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job, 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
You, 10 for $10.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Don't miss your chance to catch Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena as the Cats host Maryland on Wednesday at 6. Limited tickets remain. Buy now at nusports.com. We start with the Blackhawks. Their game last night, Corey Crawford got the start in net. He finished with 35 saves. Jonathan Toews had the game winner in overtime. It was a 4-3 final over the division-leading Minnesota Wild. The Hawks play in Winnipeg tomorrow and Edmonton on Saturday. AHL, the Wolves host San Antonio tomorrow night. Puck drops at 7. In the NBA, the Bulls are hoping to rebound from their loss at Golden State when they play in Phoenix tomorrow night. Jimmy Butler practiced and is hoping to play against the Suns. Elsewhere in the NBA, the Bucks have announced Jabari Parker has torn his left ACL. Looking for some basketball tonight. Good doubleheader for you. The Cavs play at the Thunder. The early game with Portland hosting Boston in the late game. MLB, the Cubs acquired 25-year-old right-handed pitcher Alec Mills from Kansas City. Mills appeared in three games last year for the Royals, spent a majority of his time between AA and AAA, making 23 starts. David Rollins was designated for assignment to make room on the 40-man roster. NFL, Carson Palmer has announced he's returning for the 2017 season, and Panthers team president Danny Morrison has resigned. In golf, AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am, a group of four lead at 4-under. Jordan Spieth was 2-under through 14. Lefty was even through 15. That's all changed now, but I haven't looked lately. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. Join David Schuster for the Bud Light Talking Bulls with Taj next Wednesday, February 15th from 7 to 8 p.m. at the Ogden, Chicago. Meet Taj Gibson, get the inside scoop, and enter to win Bulls tickets brought to you by Bud Light. Raise one to right now. No outside memorabilia will be signed. Transportation provided by Atlantis Limousines. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Surprised nobody's made fun of me via the text. They probably are in the chat aspect of the Facebook Live page, but do sweatshirts get any meatballier than this one?
Yeah, I checked you out. You got your, what is that, a Chicago
this
flag
kind of thing? The 2014 Stadium Series. It's Chicago flag with hockey sticks.
Oh, there you go.
So this
you're
is
playing to your base.
Pretty central casting meatball uniform here. But hey, man. The only
there are very few city flags that are better than the Chicago city flag.
Well, I've mentioned before that the meatballiest piece of clothing perhaps of all time is the custom-made Dan McNeil Led Zeppelin hockey jersey. It's the greatest. It's so
he made
perfect.
That for the show when he was on the other station,
it's
too,
like
the, right?
It's the ultimate avatar of die illness. Is
the AC/DC letters.
It's a Led Zeppelin hockey jersey. It's just like right there. That's the all the everything.
Yeah, hitting all the notes.
That and the copper pot on the head.
And the Zubaz.
You're absolutely good. Eric in Lake Geneva, you're on the score. Hi, Eric.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great.
I just want to say, first of all, Mr. Golf, thank you for moving to drive time. You make my commute home slightly more tolerable.
Oh, Eric, I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's also a backhanded shot at me.
Right. Dan's here, too. Yeah.
All right, so I've got an alternative perspective for you guys on the whole, like, professional autograph seeker.
All right, make it good, Eric, because the last three haven't been good.
This is perspective, right?
Okay.
So this is like a vision thing. So when I was in college, I worked as a bellman at a hotel that had the NBA contract.
Ooh.
So we had to make sure that the guys could get to the bus and back. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I actually got to see what it looks like as a pro athlete when these guys come at you. And it's like the end scene in like Omega Man.
Yeah, it's terrifying. Right?
They descend on you
like they're trying to eat you. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's like just imagine like all those guys with the little like cups that are jingling trying to get you to give money downtown and just make an army of them where they're throwing them in your face. Like, I'd be fearful, man. So Spieth, man. You know, good on you for coming out there. You know, I'd be a little too afraid.
Oh, yeah. No, that day and age, I love that there's some great stories in the Magic Bird documentary about the difference between those two, about how those giant crowds outside their hotels and how
Magic ate it up.
Larry Bird always took a side entrance, and Magic always the front door, coming to just different personalities. Some baseball talk coming your way next with Jay Jaffe of Sports Illustrated. We could have a new baseball rule. There is one that's going to be beta tested starting in the low minor leagues to tighten up the games with shorter extra inning games. We'll find out what he thinks next on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Better drives them. See how at the...
CBS Monday. Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet. Fatherhood. I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Look, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man, with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We are following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
For what, going on 2 years, and you can't beat the variety, the flexibility, the ease, and the fact that you're exposed to all kinds of new stuff. They have everything is, when they can, locally. They rely on local farmers and local farmers in the areas to bring you produce that practices regenerative farming, and the beef and chicken and pork come from responsibly raised animals. The seafood is all sourced sustainably as part of their partnerships with over 150 local farms. And there's an example on the menu right now that's perfect, that I had never had barramundi before. And you say, well, what's barramundi? It is a kind of sea bass that's been popular in Australia for a long time, and it's delicious, incredibly versatile. I've bought it since when I first had it with Blue Apron. It is the white fish that's highest in omega-3s. The farm-raised, kind of mercury-free, antibiotic-free, hormone-free, lean and satisfying, and the farm barramundi, 100% traceable, supports the recovery of wild fish. So if that matters to you, it's a really cool thing, and they are preparing it this month with quinoa and roasted carrot salad. It's really good stuff, and I do suggest you try that. You'll be exposed to all kinds of new things, and you learn how to cook. You learn new techniques. I make stuff with the kids, and we love it. You can check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping. It's a hell of a deal. Go to blueapron.com/Dan. You'll love it. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. Don't wait. Go to blueapron.com/Dan. It's Blue Apron, and it's a better way.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver. Multicar. Paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
At the Home Depot, extra long weekends mean extra big appliance savings. Right now, get a Samsung French door fridge in fingerprint-resistant black stainless steel for just $1,498. You save over $800. Plus, get 12 months financing on appliance purchases of $299 or more with your Home Depot consumer credit card. Nobody beats our prices. Guaranteed. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Credit offer valid through February 22nd, U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Get to JCPenney's President's Day sale and save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. Save on major appliances now at JCPenney's President's Day sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 2/8 to 2/20.
When it's time to get busy on Valentine's Day, celebrate your date the Trojan way. We got condoms galore, and that's for sure. Grab some when you step out to the store. Bearskin, Magnum, ants, whatever. As long as you're wearing one when you're together, just wrap it up, wrap it up. On Valentine's Day, make sure you wrap it up.
Wrap it up this Valentine's Day with Trojan condoms. Available now at your local retailer. Trojan, America's number one most trusted condom brand.
Wrap it up, wrap it up.
Trojan.
Guys, Valentine's Day is this Tuesday. This year, give your Valentine a gift that's more personal than roses, more creative than candy, and lasts forever. Send her a Beargram from Vermont Teddy Bear. A Beargram includes a personalized teddy bear, gourmet chocolate, gift card, and signature box. Now, ranging from sweet to funny, romantic to friendly, you can send a Beargram to inspire smiles, make memories, or just break the ice. Now, check out the entire collection of over 50 Valentine's Day bears at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. From the world's softest bear to the six-foot hunk of love bear, from the zombie love bear to the sultry 50 Shades of Grey bear, or how about the new I Love Lucy Chocolate Factory bear? Vermont Teddy Bear invites you to say, I love you, in a personal, heartfelt way. Remember, Valentine's Day is this Tuesday, and delivery is guaranteed. So visit VermontTeddyBear.com or call 1-800-829-BEAR and tell them the
sent. Pass starts tonight. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I think that pace of play is an issue that we need to be focused on. And the we there are players, owners, umpires, everyone who's invested in this game. And it's going to be an ongoing, I don't think there's a magic bullet that is going to come one year and, you know, that's going to be the solution to pace of play. I think that it's going to be an ongoing effort to make sure that our game moves along in the way that is most attractive to our fans.
That is Rob Manfred, baseball commissioner, and an eerie Ted Phillips sound alike, now that I realize that. But he is taking some steps here. Joe Torre has been the front man on baseball's test of a new extra innings way of doing business. And here to talk about it is Jay Jaffe of Sports Illustrated. He's on Twitter at @Jay_Jaffe. He's on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Shake off the cold with a hot Home Run In Pizza tonight. So, Jay, what I find interesting about this in much of the reporting is that this is a really popular idea, whether or not it's this particular mechanism, but this idea of ending marathon extra inning games. I'm a little surprised at that.
Well, you know, I don't know how popular it really is. I mean, we see it in international play. I know when I was writing about the World Baseball Classic today, for this year's Classic, they're going to, from the 10th inning on, or after the 10th inning, from the 11th inning on, start innings with runners on first and second and nobody out. You know, this proposal that they're going to debut at the complex level, it sounds like the leading candidate is to start with a runner on second and no outs. You know, I can understand that maybe if you get to a certain point innings-wise and at the complex level where nobody cares anyway and where, you know, I think winning and losing is secondary to player development, yeah, that makes sense. At the major league level, I don't know that that really makes much sense. That said, you know, if you're covering the games, I can understand why you want them to end in a timely fashion. If you're a consumer, if you're attending the games as a fan, I don't know that this is necessarily the best thing. So it's going to be very interesting. Obviously, there's more than 100 years of tradition that Major League Baseball is battling against to try to change this rule.
Yeah, but this from the Chicago Tribune says in 2016 there were 185 extra inning games out of a total of 2,428. Played, or 7.6%, and of those 185, nearly two-thirds ended in 10 or 11 innings, and just 8 lasted 15 innings or longer. So the extra inning games aren't the problem, are they? There's other things when in regards to pace of play.
I agree with you completely. This is a very small issue, as is the intentional walk reduction. There's an average of an intentional, you know, this idea that they're just going to wave through intentional walks. Well, you know, that's going to save you a minute every 2.5 games on average. That's nothing. So it's I think that Major League Baseball, you know, it's not the worst idea in the world, but that's not going to solve the problem.
It also seems like, in general, the pace of play itself isn't as significant as what the play itself looks like. And I know your colleague Joe Sheehan has talked a lot about singles, about what's actually happening in a game and how many strikeouts there are and what's happening with shifting and just how, if you had more actual baseball action, it's going to change the way that people consume this product. And when you present it the way you present it, the idea of the and I agree with the disruptive nature of the marathon extra inning game, but is that something that really needs to be treated?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think the big issue, and they have mentioned this, is the lack of balls in play. I mean, strikeouts we're on an increasing pace for strikeouts, all time highs being set just about every year in recent memory. You know, I think it's 30% of all plate appearances result without a ball being put into play. That's drastically different from what was happening 50 years ago, or 100 years ago, or 25 years ago. Even so, If you're going to tweak this, you know, the strike zone is the place to start. I mean, and Major League Baseball has a long history of tinkering with the strike zone to try to restore the offensive-defensive balance. I mean, most famously, after the 1968 season, yep, they lowered the mound and rejiggered the strike zone, you know, because teams were scoring just three runs a game and the league as a whole was hitting 230-something. So, you know, to me, that's a much more acceptable means of tinkering, and it's obviously, it can have some unintended consequences, but there's been a lot of complaints about the way that the strike zone has enlarged over the years, particularly at the lower edge.
Mm-hmm.
I think clawing back on some of that is a good idea. I think an even better idea would be to commit more fully to a more technologically driven solution.
Thank you. Robot umps.
By which I mean robot umps now.
Robot umps now.
You know, and we joke about it, and there's some imperfect technology out there right now, but I think that focusing on this and investing in it is something that is a worthy long-time goal. And I also think that the umpires' unions shouldn't have anything to fear with this. They're still going to need to have somebody there to administer it and to keep order. So this is about enhancing the jobs that they do, not trying to legislate them out of existence.
Jay Jaffe from Sports Illustrated joining us here on the Bernstein and Goff Show on 670 The Score. Jay, at what point, though, or is there something to be said for the game evolution not being necessary and consumer evolution? Because that it seems like the people who don't want to watch baseball are the people who bitch about baseball. The people who say that the games are too long. It's like the same people who don't watch basketball who say all they do is travel and no one plays defense. And you realize that that person wasn't watching basketball anyway. Will baseball have to settle up with the fact that there's just a certain segment of the population that needs a faster paced game or a game where they don't quote unquote have to think as much, because that's been thrown out there as well?
Yeah, there was a joke I saw on Twitter today about how you know, if only the sport would follow the recommendations of sports writers who never watch it, it would be in much better shape. You know, I think there is a problem when it comes to the aging of the baseball audience. The median age is somewhere in the 50s, and it's not drawing in young fans the way that basketball in particular is, and that's
even with incredible young talents.
Yeah, even with incredible young talent, and we have seen, you know, we're seeing a wave of it. But
yeah,
you know, you can't force Mike Trout to be as interesting as LeBron James. There's just, you know, people are wired differently, and you know, and for all the things that baseball has tried to do to get Mike Trout's face out there, it's just not the same situation, and that's always going to be a problem because you're dealing with individuals. I don't know that there's a single answer. I do think that, you know, that baseball focusing on different ways of delivering their product, you know, the streaming stuff, mm-hmm, being at the forefront of that, finding new ways to do that. I think, you know, new devices to pump baseball games onto is a good way to go. You know, I think it's worth experimenting with start time changes and things like that. You know, maybe think about like mandating a certain number of 6 o'clock games instead of 7 o'clock games. You know, maybe focus on trying to draw on slightly younger audiences isn't a bad idea.
The World Series starting a little bit earlier,
yeah,
so kids can see it.
The World Series earlier, get at least one afternoon game in there, maybe even two. You know, I think decreasing the amount of commercial time between innings would help too. I mean, you know, you want to talk, I mean, yes, commercials pay those players' salaries indirectly. You look at the way that that soccer does it with those framed ads that don't interrupt the pace of play. You know, I think there are things that baseball can explore too. I mean, if you've shaved, you know, 30 seconds off of each half inning or each between, you know, each change between innings, that's a lot. That's going to have a lot bigger impact than cutting intentional walks and things like that.
Now, you mentioned the phrase unintended consequences. We're going to have that as we start with a runner on second, because once there's enough sample size and once the sabermetricians can figure out probabilities and possibilities, there's going to be an understood right way to game this, right way to play this, depending on where you are in your order, either bunt or don't bunt.
Yep.
And there's just it's not going to take long for somebody to figure out how to work over these new rules. Have you thought that through? Have you talked to anybody in the game who's already started to do that?
I have to confess I haven't. I mean, I usually am somebody who rolls my eyes when these proposals come around, and right now I'm buried in too many things to really dig deep in it. But you're absolutely right. I mean, especially, you know, given the impact of advanced statistics, sabermetrics in front offices, there are definitely ways to optimize this or to think about optimizing it. And yes, first and second with nobody out, or just second with nobody out, there's, you know, you can get a man home without reaching safely. You know, two sacrifice flies essentially would do the job. So again, you're right. It's
not to mention the stolen base. How do you decide who that runner is? Yeah. Can any team put, like, if Billy Hamilton is always that guy?
No, in international, I don't know how much this has been discussed, but in international play, if your cleanup hitter is the next guy due up, then it means your number two guy goes to second and your number three guy goes to first, as if they had just gotten on base ahead of him. So
okay,
you know, and you could substitute a guy there, but you know, it's like any other substitution rule. You lose him for the remainder of the game. So if you want a pinch run, Homer Bush for Jason Giambi or whatever, that's
right.
You know, that's the choice you're making. You know, and your Giambis are out of the game.
It's fascinating because you do it like the way they do it in my kids' league, where if the catcher is on base, the next inning's catcher, you get to pinch run for that guy, so we can put the equipment on, and it's whoever made the last out.
Huh,
whoever made the most recent out can come in for the kid who's going to be catching.
Interesting.
You know, we're all these silly. We get the beer league rules. You know, starting with a 1-1 count, and you know, right field automatic out, and ghost runners, and all that. So it's I know the jokes come easy.
Yeah, and I think that's something that really to look out for is that if this gets a little too ridiculous, then it's going to undermine what baseball has going for it, which is this, you know, these long-standing traditions. I was watching the Super Bowl this week. I watched, you know, no NFL games during the year. I don't know what the extra point rules are anymore.
Oh.
I, there's a lot of rules I don't know anymore. I mean, the game has changed a lot since I was last focused on it. I mean, I pretty much stopped when I started writing about baseball year round 15 years ago, but you know, the concussion stuff has driven me even further away. And so I just don't know what some of these rules are. And the same to a lesser extent is maybe true in basketball, more with strategy than with rules. But you know, the kind of the stat head revolution there, getting the outside shots, being a larger part of the game. I mean, it's just, you know, things change, but not necessarily ridicule there, but you know, the extra point rules, I think, and the kickoff rules there do seem to get a little bit ridiculous to me, based on what I remember from, you know, watching football decades ago.
Well, stick to your sport, exactly, baseball guy, exactly. Mr. Seamhead. You don't go weighing in on football.
And Jay, we'll leave you with this from our favorite area code, the 815. Robots and sabermetrics are ruining the game. MLB is not for nerds. So you take that with you, mister.
Yeah, it kind of is. Jay, great. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Sure thing. Good to talk to you guys.
That is Jay Jaffe of Sports Illustrated MLB writer.
All right, top of the hour, we'll tell the people what we've been talking about. And apparently Phil Jackson is getting high and tweeting again.
What's he
doing? We got It's On and your phone calls. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. Bernstein and Goff right here on 670 The Score.
The Score's Danny Parkins on the Cubs.
I'm a Chicago kid who grew up in the 90s, so I expect three-peats and dynasties. The goal is to win the World Series every year this core of the Cubs steps on. That's not realistic, but the expectation is absolutely World Series or bust.
Join Danny Parkins on the Spiegel and Parkins Show, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts, safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
At the Home Depot, extra long weekends mean extra big appliance savings. Right now, get a Samsung French door fridge in fingerprint-resistant black stainless steel for just $1,498. You save over $800.
Plus, get 12 months financing on appliance purchases of $299 or more with your Home Depot consumer credit card. Nobody beats our prices. Guaranteed. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Credit offer valid through February 22nd. U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Sure to get the reaction that you're looking for. All right, check it out. This is the offer. Freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries starting at just $19.99 plus shipping, or you can double the berries for just $10 more. You just need to take my code and write it down right now. Jason G is the code. And these berries are dipped in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness, topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzles, and chopped nuts. Surprise her at work. Her coworkers are sure to be just a little bit jealous. Yes, they don't come with Fred Hoiberg's, but they come with their own special chopped nuts. And she'll be overjoyed when she gets them. Not Fred Hoiberg's, Sherry's Berries. Gifts from Sherry's Berries are perfectly packaged in a gift box with all of the details. All right, once again, hurry. Valentine's Day is just days away. There's only one way to get Sherry's Berries starting at $19.99. Just visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in Jason G. I did it yesterday. Go to berries.com. Click on the microphone and type in J-A-S-O-N-G. Order now. Do it now. Get those chopped nuts right now.
Get to JCPenney's President's Day sale and save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special.